95 BFM.
Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95 BFM with Penelope Noir.
Good morning, Penelope Noir.
Morena, how are you?
Yeah, good. Just returned from Miami.
Yes.
so no doubt all like ready to discuss international fashion, and in particular, Paris is currently having their Fashion Week. What the heck is Fashion Week, and where did the concept originate from?
It happens twice a year. And like overseas, we don't have it twice a year, we just have it once a year. And it's for ready to wear, so not couture, but because couture is another fashion week that happens at another time. But in the for the big four, which is New York, London, Milan, and Paris, in February, March, they show their autumn winter collections for the following year, and in August, September, they show their spring summer for the following year. And the purpose is to have people who buy for retail stores to come in, preview the collection so they know what they're going to put in store, and then the media to also be able to promote it when it's released.
Okay, so it's the actual practical stuff. It's the real, it's not like that really high-end stuff, which is like out of a, I don't know, sci-fi movie. This is actual stuff that people will be wearing and that will be available in shops.
Yeah, so it'll be styled on the runway. It can be styled kind of pretty avant-garde because it showcases the designer's creativity.
Mm.
But it's not the high-end couture, which is the, 40,000 hours spent putting 10 beads on a dress,
yes,
that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the thing about this that really fascinates me is that I can go down a rabbit hole of watching the street style outside the shows. And that's why I thought I'd like talk about the history of it.
Okay. Run us through it.
So the first official Fashion Week was actually in New York in 1943, and it was to give the fashion industry the opportunity to kind of look at clothing and purchase clothing because they couldn't travel to Paris because of the war. So they were kind of like the first ones that started off the first kind of official what we know now as a fashion week. But the first seasonal collections and kind of like showcasing fashion started much earlier, and it began in Paris in the late 1800s. And it's credited to an English designer called Charles Frederick Worth, who founded the House of Worth. And he's considered the father of haute couture, which is that high end that we just mentioned before. He established his salon in 1858 in Paris and kind of attracted European royalty. And he was also the first person to sew labels into his clothing and use live models instead of like fashion dolls. And I don't think they were mannequins as such. I think they were smaller dolls that were dressed in smaller costumes or clothes.
I'm just picturing this. Yep.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy, eh? When you think about, hang on a minute. Like things like this must have started at some point where they started using, real people. And the reason he was important was he was, you think back to the 19th century, the clothing was still quite elaborate then. It was like to the floor gowns, that sort of thing. So he was actually kind of adapting those designs into designs that could be worn for everyday life, making them a little bit more practical. And to promote his label as such, he paid women to go and wear couture items to like racetracks and beauty salons and things like that, and just walk around wearing them. So everyone would go, "Oh my God, what are you wearing? I want to get that too." So that kind of cottoned on, and in Manhattan, a shop called Eric Brothers put on the first fashion show to lure kind of middle class women into the store.
Are we talking about the original runway show at this point?
Yeah. So like before this, that didn't kind of happen. People kind of ordered off mail order catalogs or just went into a store and got fabric and got clothes made for them, or made them themselves because, back then, if you weren't working, you had a bit of time. And the department stores were kind of first starting out then as well. So they were holding their own kind of fashion shows to showcase the clothes. And then back in kind of like the first kind of runway shows were accredited to a guy called Paul Perrault. And he was back in Paris and he wanted to showcase his pieces on live models too. So he wanted to combine shopping with socializing. So he threw huge kind of parties and he made all his invited guests dress up so that it was kind of, you know, very luxurious. And there was no photography allowed by all the media weren't invited because they didn't, there was such a huge problem with people copying designs. I guess they didn't kind of like, I don't know, maybe protect them with branding or anything. So for a long time media was like barred from attending, which I thought was quite interesting.
At what point does the rise of like the big old US department store creep into this and the really ready to wear stuff start taking off?
I guess it's kind of like from about 1910 is when they were starting to have their own shows. And then from then, you know, they kind of grew into, because, you know, I guess in the US they always had like the department store, but it was like a smaller kind of version. And I guess the kind of Smith and Coe's versions probably started in the late 1800s. And they just got bigger and bigger, like in the golden age in the US, I would think. I'd probably have to like do a bit more research on that. But one of the most interesting kind of fashion weeks, or the first fashion week in Paris, was in 1973, and it was called the Battle of Versailles, and it was to raise money for the, you know, the palace, and they invited 5 French designers and 5 American designers to kind of like, you know, showcase their clothing, and at the time it was considered that the US kind of were, I don't know, the winners, I guess. But they brought 10 black models, which was unprecedented at the time. Like Andy Warhol, Liza Minnelli, and a whole lot of European royalty attended. And if you want to watch anything about that, there are a couple of movies about it. And it's also on the kind of dramatization of Halston, the American designer's. There's a TV series about him on Netflix, which is quite interesting. Yeah, but in New York, 1943, that was kind of the first one. They got so popular and they like brought huge crowds that I don't know why this happened, but the stores in New York had to actually obtain licenses to have live models. I guess it was probably about their protection and, you know, how America's like very big on suing people. I also wanted to mention, I've mentioned this before, that one of my favorite all-time Fashion Week shows is a Rick Owens one from spring summer in 2014, because he had Winnie Pooh, the Estonian thrash metal band, perform, and there were 2 drummers that were suspended on the back wall rotating, and it's really quite amazing.
Now, are there any like major key differences between the annual Paris, New York, Milan, and London ones? Is there one center which really shines, or is like currently the hottest hotbed of fashion?
I think it depends on what your kind of taste is. You know, I think Paris is always going to have that kind of special kind of meaning because of the fact that that's considered to be, you know, the heart of fashion. But I think it depends on your personal style and what kind of labels you're into. But I would think that New York, I mean, yeah, those big 4 are kind of massive, but there's also fashion weeks in Berlin, Copenhagen, Seoul, Shanghai, Taipei, Ukraine, and of course in New Zealand, ours started in 2001. Which is pretty cool, and it's in August August this year. And the kind of difference that's kind of evolved over the last few years is that designers are showing not necessarily future collections, but they're showing kind of what they're releasing now as well, so that people can buy it instantly, because a lot more, they've opened it up to a lot more of the public attending, not just those special buyers and media, because there's been such a big interest in everybody just wanting to go along.
Yes, yes, excellent. Oh, yeah. That's good to know. We've got a bit of time up our sleeves to plan heading along to Fashion Week in Auckland, August. So they'd be doing a spring, summer at that time of year, right?
They'll be doing winter for next year. And one of the other interesting things about the Fashion Weeks around the world is that they're always kind of like talking about sustainability and looking for new ways to, you know, be greener, because of course they have a huge issue around carbon emissions, because they're flying their guests, so they fly the top media and, you know, influencers and things like that to sit in the front rows, and you know, they don't go economy, they go business class, and so there's a lot of, you know, kind of, I guess, discussion around how they can kind of make that a little bit more sustainable, because you can't really, well, I think you can, but they say that they can't expect people to share rooms and stuff like that, but I reckon, why not make it like a fun thing where they all stay at the same hotel and bunk up and kind of party?
Stay at the campground, you know? All in a big tent.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Penelope Noir, thank you so much for Fashion this morning. We'll check in with you next week.
Great. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.